This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2 Nights with Laura, back for a Wednesday night with the forum. Wendy Gilbert from the Yaya Revolution joining us on the line to continue our series on parenting, the family juggle. Tonight, talking a little bit more about the emotional impact that parents have in that family unit. Wendy, hello.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Doing so well. Glad to have you back on board for week three, talking about how emotionally parents play such a vital role within the family.
Oh, they do. The emotional impact of the parent is key. You know, I love, there's this great book by a man called Zig Ziglar. It's called Raising Positive Kids in a Negative World. Like, there's a lot of negativity out in the world for kids. There's a lot of things they have to face, as there is as parents as well. But, you know, he says it so beautifully. The first step in raising positive kids is to become a positive parent. It's looking at who the parent is, their emotional stability. And Laura, that is made up with a whole lot of areas. You know, I think about, you know, the parents' lives. They have their own individual lives separate to kids. They need to look at their own personal relationships, their financial security, their health and fitness level, good boundaries, a sense of community and belonging. There's so many things that can impact parents and make life difficult. And what happens often, you know, teenagers can be facing stuff, but parents are as well. They often coincide in terms of timing. So you know, how the parent can strengthen some of their areas in their own life is a really good thing to look at.
Is there particular sort of, I guess, boundaries or ways to address if you're feeling a little bit exhausted? Is there something you can put in place to make sure you don't end up in one of those moments where you just go off the handle?
I definitely think the word no.
Such a simple two-letter word.
No, you don't have to be all things to all men. You know, there's a time where, okay, no, I'm sorry, I can't be on that committee. No, I'm sorry, I can't go to that social event. No, I'm sorry. You know, like, that's okay. We kind of, there's a lot of expectations around us. So healthy boundaries as a parent is really important. And also you can have boundaries with your kids. No, actually, I can't drive that one more time to something or other. Not this week. That's an okay thing as well. That doesn't mean you won't drive them next time, but sometimes when you're just feeling exhausted, it's okay to just go, actually, I have to have a break. Holidays, gosh, how important. They don't have to be expensive, but have a break as a family, as an individual. But, you know, weekly times to have a break is important as well.
Yeah, and I suppose it's something that would shift and change as you know, whether you've got like one kid, if you suddenly, you know, have two or three, et cetera, the dynamics of what your boundaries would be would shift and grow with how that family dynamic changes as well.
Oh, absolutely. And the more kids you have, the less, to be honest, that you can be involved in outside the home, because they've got all sorts of things going on and good things often as well, you know, and so that takes time. And also other things that people face, a child with disabilities or learning difficulties or sickness, and they can stretch a family further as well. So healthy boundaries is really important. There's other things that I would say is really putting time for your spiritual well-being. Now, for one person, that might be, you know, going to church. It might be time to reflect. It might be time to write in a journal. But just allow yourself time to think, where am I heading in life? What's important to me? You know, spiritual reflection is really important. And just a break, a stop. People feel like they've just got to keep going and going. I don't know why that is, but we don't need to. We can allow to stop. Even God rested, the Bible said. So I'm sure we can.
Indeed. I suppose it's about, I guess, like from a practical point of view, it's more about like sort of scheduling a time where you can get that spiritual reflection, book in some exercise, and maybe just, you know, feed your mind a little bit. If you enjoy reading, if you enjoy, you know, museums, art, something to kind of just feed that creative aspect of yourself. I guess it's about giving yourself the time and really booking in the time to do that.
Oh, completely. Exactly what you said. You know, it depends on different people's commitments, but some people actually have to schedule it in. But, you know, I'm going to take a half a day off once a month, or I'm going to, you know, whatever it is, I'm going to just take time. And you said exercise, such a key. What you eat and what you know, it doesn't mean you have to be a health fanatic, but just balance in that area of your life can make all the difference. If you're eating healthy food and allowing yourself even time just to go for a walk by yourself, you know, like, they're just all really good habits and patterns. And it sounds like, okay, you know, practical tips to life, but they're actually practical tips for parenting, because if you've got that sort of area sewn up, you have so much more energy for your family and your kids. And I think the one last thing I'd like to talk about is just having, as a parent, your own sense of community. You need emotional support. You need people around you who love your kids, who believe in your kids. Now, I don't just let anybody, I don't talk to everybody about my children. I make sure that they're people that believe in them and love them and positive about teenagers. You know, it's very easy for people to get into a real negative thing talking about their kids. Don't go there. Get people that really want to support you as a family around your life, and that can be in a church environment, community settings, sports clubs, whatever it is. Just get some sense of community around your world. You cannot do it alone.
That's great words of wisdom right there. Wendy, thank you so much. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.